Hey everyone, welcome to the Empowerment Hour with Preventive Health Institute. I'm Kendra Duquette. I was just thinking about, the people that we have helped over the years and how different their symptoms are when they come to us, but how everyone gets better, no matter what they had. So I was just thinking, you know, we're always talking about our system and how it really works 100% of the time if people do it exactly the way it's laid out. But in this podcast, I just wanted to give you some examples of people that we have helped and just so you kind of get an idea. So I just have a few people in mind. For instance, there was a lady that came to us. This was about, I think it was about 3 years ago. And when she came to us, she, at that point, we were working with people for 6 months. So we're doing our foundational program, but working with them one-on-one in the clinic. And she came to us and she was agoraphobe. So if you don't know what that is, that means they're afraid to leave the house. So she was literally just staying in her house. She had this wonderful, amazing, supportive husband, and he did all of their shopping, you know, he did everything for her so that she didn't have to leave. So even to come to our office, that was a big deal. And as far as agoraphobes go, we have actually had several people contact us and they need help so bad, but they're afraid to leave. Like they never get, you know, farther than that because they just literally cannot leave their house. So that's a real issue and it's all gut related. So that's a whole nother topic we'll talk about later. But anyway, this lady came to us. She was agoraphobe. She wouldn't leave her house. It was a big deal for her to even leave that day to come. Her husband had to bring her. And over the period of 6 months that we worked with her, he brought her every single time to her appointments. And she also had GI issues going on, you know, diarrhea, constipation, bloating. Her tongue, I remember, was... it was actually green. She ended up on testing showed that she had some mold issues going on. But when your immune system is so compromised, even coming in contact with mold, remember that analogy I gave you about the swimming pool, the pond, the fish tank? I gave you all those analogies in a different podcast, but it's that same idea. So if her body had gone into such dysfunction, she comes in contact with mold and it can't deal with it where it should be able to deal with it and, you know, be able to detox it, but it couldn't. So she even had a green tongue. It was growing on her tongue. And we've seen that before. What else did she have going on? She had, like, you know, brain fog, anxiety, all of those type of things. But the great thing about her, the reason I bring her up is because she really, and she was very underweight. So we work with a lot of people that are overweight, but a lot of people that are underweight. So with the program, we don't really focus on weight per se, but it's amazing how if you're healthy, you know, as you get healthy, your body just kind of balances out and gets where it needs to be, you know, so you don't have to worry about losing the weight or gaining the weight. But anyway, she was underweight, and so by the time she left, she gained some weight, first time in a long time. She actually came to her last appointment on her own without her husband, which was huge for her. She drove here, and she lived in a different town. I don't remember where she lived, but she actually drove to Bloomington, where we practice, came to her last appointment. I mean, huge strides for her. The tongue was better. Her GI issues were gone. You know, her anxiety had calmed down. Anyway, she contacted me the other day, and that's why I was thinking about her, but she's still continuing on this program, because this is a lifestyle change, and this is 3 years later, but she's thriving and doing really great, and, I just had a really good, email from her on how well she's doing, and this is 3 years later, so she was great that day when we graduated her, but over the course of 3 years, you know, things have gotten better and better and better. We had somebody one time, a young man, he was only about 27, I think, and he came in a wheelchair, and he had black glasses on. I remember they came all the way around, so it was those kind of black, you know, glasses that block out all the light. His partner had to bring him in the wheelchair. We had to turn him away, his back to the windows, and we had to close all the blinds, turn off the lights, because that's how light sensitive he was. He kept his glasses on. He had all kinds of issues going on, you know, lots of GI issues. That's very common when you're having symptoms. I don't even remember what else. I just remember the wheelchair and the lights. But the thing about him that was so great is, you know, over the course of working with us, and when you're working with people too, you'll notice that symptoms just kind of go away at their own pace. You know, this will go away, then this will go away, then this will go away. And people even forget that they even had those symptoms because they just kind of gently just go away. But for him, you know, the most significant ones that stay in my mind are the wheelchair and the lights, because when he came in the very last day, he actually walked in. He didn't have his wheelchair, which was amazing. And he didn't have to wear those glasses. And we actually were able to keep the lights on and the blinds open. So, you know, these are just, you know, we talk about autoimmune a lot. You hear autoimmune conditions all the time. You hear thyroid conditions all the time, fibromyalgia, cancer. But there are so many just kind of random symptoms that people are experiencing that don't seem to correlate. That's a big one. You'll notice that people are experiencing all these just strange little symptoms that don't correlate. And that's why when people go the conventional medicine route, they just kind of go from doctor to doctor, and this doctor sends them to another doctor and a specialist and testing, because nothing correlates. It's like they have all these different things going on, but truly everything that is expressing in their body is, you know, the same root cause. We talk about root cause all the time. So he was pretty amazing. So we see miracles in the office all the time. And when you work with people, you'll feel that way too. And that's why it's so, this is such a great job. Like, I feel like there's nothing that's more fulfilling than what we do, because it seems like we're performing miracles, but we're not doing anything really. We're taking away, you know, whatever's causing the problem for them and stepping back. And then that innate intelligence of our bodies is, you know, your body can heal yourself. That's what's happening. What else? We had this man that he was young too. I think he was in his 30s, maybe 35. And by the time he got to us, he had been to Mayo several times. He had been to Johns Hopkins. I don't know, several of these really big, you know, hospitals that everyone knows, very well known, because he had ulcerative colitis. And they had told him everywhere he went that this cannot be healed, you know, it cannot be cured, you have to live with this, you know, that type of thing. And I mean, he was a young man, really attractive young, you know, man, single, you know, should be out there living his life. And it was awful because you know, we see this all the time with people with GI issues. They literally live their life around this GI problem. They feel like they can't go anywhere, you know, and I'm talking about him, but just in general, other people. They can't go anywhere. If they do go anywhere, they have to scope out all the bathrooms. You know, it's hard for them to go on vacation. If they have a family, it's hard on their entire family because everything in their life revolves around this issue. But anyway, so he had, you know, gone everywhere. He came and he was one of those people that he was great. He did every single thing we had laid out for him. He didn't question anything. And within, you know, I think 3 months with him, he had turned it around, like, you know, completely, which is amazing. But again, you know, so many people have these awful GI issues, this ulcerative colitis. Crohn's is a little harder, but ulcerative colitis can be turned around. It is a lifestyle, diet, environmental issue, and we see it time and time again. So it always gets me so angry that you hear about conventional medicine that is not, they tell people they have no hope, basically, but they do. And, you know, again, I'm telling you these stories that these are people that really are really bad. We usually get people when they're at the end of their rope. So hopefully, you know, you will get people before, because that's the whole goal of what we do, is to teach people to prevent these things from happening, because it's much harder to turn it around. It takes a lot longer if you get to that point, and nobody should get to that point anyway. But I'm just giving you examples. And, you know, all of these people that I'm telling you about, very, very different examples, but the same underlying principles that we teach you worked for every person. And that's the point of this video. What else? Who else can I tell you about? Let's see. I'm trying to think of somebody that's been recent that was really... Oh, we had somebody recently that has MS, and she's had it, you know, diagnosed MS for a long time. And when she came to our office, she literally had to climb up the stairs, and her friend, you know, carried her wheelchair up. She's in a wheelchair. That's how bad she is. And she's very hard to understand when she talks. And she had to bring her friend to almost interpret for her what she was saying. So I was really interested to see, you know, how this would help her progress, because you can get to the point where, you know, things have just gotten too far. You know, your body has this amazing ability to heal, but sometimes you finally, you know, your body is damaged, I should say, where maybe you can't reverse it. But she actually is still going through the program, and she already, after about a month, she is starting to, like, when you talk to her on the phone, you can actually understand her. And she said that her friends have commented on how they don't have to ask her several times what she has said. They can understand her. So even when something has gone that severe, if you take away that interference, if you take away what is causing the issues, your body really can heal. You know, it can heal itself. What else? We did have another person. We work with MS a lot, and you can turn that around. We had a young woman one time. I use her as an example a lot because she was amazing how fast she was able to turn it around. But when she came to us, I think she was in her late 20s. She was very young too. And she literally, when she came in, she was just like sitting there like this. She didn't have the energy barely to sit up. Her husband did all of the talking. And so in our office, we do testing, okay, because we actually do have a clinic. When you go through the program, we recommend working with people, have them go through the foundational program for 90 days, and then see if they need testing, because majority of the time, they don't need testing, okay? She, since she was going through the clinic, did get the testing, but the thing was, when you order tests, it takes about a month for all of that information to come back. So while she was waiting, she was going through the program, you know, just the foundational program, and before her test results even came back, all of her symptoms were gone. It was amazing. So she came, you know, like bounding into the office, and she was actually this really joyful, happy person and had all this energy. And that was after a month. And those were extreme results, but it was amazing. So somehow, whatever those root cause, remember the tree with the roots, whatever that root cause was for her, we were able to address before she even got the test results back. So that was pretty awesome. What else? I mean, there's just, it's amazing. Brain fog all the time. People are having this brain fog, this anxiety. They can't focus on their job. They can't take the words from their thoughts and, you know, actually express them. There's just so many random symptoms people are experiencing, and everybody is having all these, pain is a huge one. I haven't mentioned anyone that had pain. Oh, we had somebody recently that, how old was he? I don't know, late 40s maybe. So again, young, these are young people. And we have worked with people from 9 months, I think was the youngest, up to, I think 89 is the oldest person we've ever worked with. Every single person improves, sees results, gets better. So anyway, this person happened to be, I think, 49, late 40s. But he was so bad that you know, he was crying. He was so desperate because the pain was so bad. His skin hurt so bad. He said he wasn't even showering anymore because just the water on his skin hurt hurt him so bad. He had a lot of other issues going on. I can't remember what they are, but that was the most significant one. It was the pain, just this constant, terrible pain. And conventional medicine had told him it was all in his head. You know, all the tests came out, you know, fine. There's nothing wrong with you. Looks good. But he was literally, I've never seen someone so just had lost all hope in the office besides him. And within a couple of months, totally turned it around. Pain was gone. He was doing great. You know, it's just amazing if you take away that interference. And people don't understand that it's an environmental issue. It's what you're eating. It's your lifestyle. EMFs is a huge issue right now. They call it the silent toxin. That's huge. And all of this we teach you in our program, but I just wanted to give you some examples of what we've seen. And all of these people, again, are different. They're experiencing extreme symptoms. They are desperate. These people are desperate. And the thing is, when you, you know, when you go through the program and you become certified, you only have to work with, you know, a few people a month. But there's so many people that need your help. That's why we started this program in the first place, because we can't help everyone. We're just a small, you know, clinic. But people need this. People need this all over the world, too. I mean, you know, it's amazing. But it's amazing what people are going through. Even my own story, you know, when I was... my whole life, really. But when I got to be 30, that's the story that's in the books, if you've ever read the books. That was when I got really bad after the birth of my second child. And then I started, you know, researching and figuring things out on my own and was able to really turn it around for myself. But, you know, with that, I had a brain fog was really bad, pain very bad. Those were my big ones. I had all kinds of things going on. But that's the thing. I mean, there's just so many chronic conditions. I did want to here, I'll grab my book. I'll read you a few statistics just so you know. Okay. So in our book, you can get these statistics anywhere. So right now, okay, we wrote this, we actually wrote this in 2020, the beginning of 2020, right in the beginning, when we were all locked down, that's when we wrote this. So at that time, there were 80 plus autoimmune diseases. And again, every single one of those is just labels, so they can give you medicine or, you know, some kind of pharmaceuticals or surgery. And they can all be turned around. These are all lifestyle-related diseases, right? So 80-plus autoimmune diseases, labels. Diseases that used to be old age are now common in children, such as diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, obesity, things like that. 1 in 5 will develop at least one autoimmune disease. 50 million people, about twice the population of Texas. Can you imagine? Think how big the state of Texas is. 50 million people worldwide have at least one diagnosed autoimmune disease. And this is diagnosed. So think how many people don't even go into the doctor to get diagnosed or never are diagnosed. Like I personally was one of those people. I was never diagnosed with anything. But that's 50 million people. And that's just with one. I think the number with two or more is... we don't have it here, but it's, I can't remember. It's like 40 million people. Food allergies have tripled over the course of a decade. 1 in 4 will be diagnosed with arthritis. And arthritis is something we see all the time. Very easy to turn around once you take away that interference, that burden on the body. 1 in 3 will develop prediabetes or diabetes by 2050. These neurological disorders, are through the roof. And actually now, this is 2022, so much higher. The stress from the last 2 years that people have experienced have just, you know, made this so much worse. We have the prevalence of autism in children has increased by 119%. So between 2000, the year 2000, that was 1 in 150 children had autism. By 2010, 1 in 68 children had autism. I think now, I mean, who knows? Everything's flown out the window since the pandemic. But at this time, I think it was like 1 in 45 boys have autism. And that's another thing. We've worked with people with autism. We've worked with people with Asperger's. Again, you can turn those symptoms around. Here's another example. This video is going long. This podcast video. So we worked with a boy that was 13. That was a really hard age to go through this program, by the way. But he was 13 and he had Asperger's. Spectrum where he wouldn't make eye contact. He never smiled. His mother said he never hugged her. He had anger issues, all kinds of anger issues. What else? Just he had a lot of issues coming in. Did have GI issues. So then going through the program, about 3 months in, he was really good. I mean, he was such a good kid and he really did do what we said. The mom was great. She really, you know, kept him on track. And then about 3 months in, he had like had it. And there was two other kids, siblings that, you know, because he was going through the program, they were having the whole family, you know, live this lifestyle. So everybody had it. The kids had all had it. So she finally had it, the mom, and she said, fine, you know, go shopping, get whatever you want. Just get that. So at that point, he was smiling. She said he was hugging her goodbye in the morning for the first time. You know, the GI symptoms had turned around and he was, you know, you could actually have a conversation with him. It was pretty amazing. So then when she said that, they all went and bought a bunch of junk food, that type of thing. And that weekend they ate it. And when he went back to school the next morning or Monday, he ended up a kid said something to him, triggered him. He ended up punching the kid. He ended up punching a teacher and got thrown out of school. It was like this whole awful thing. But that just shows you how quickly, you know, like he had turned it around. The autism symptoms he had going on were gone. And then just that weekend of eating crappy food. I mean, that's really the only change was the food. He had those anger issues just flare up and then was kicked out of school. And it was really awful. You know, these symptoms popped back up. So that's a good example of, you know, you can turn this around if you stay on the program. If you go back to your old ways, symptoms come back. What else? Let's see. 1 in 40 children were diagnosed with autism in 2019. Anxiety and mood disorders affect over 40 million people. 1 in 3 will develop heart disease. 1 in 4 U.S. deaths are due to cardiovascular disease. Cancer is number one, I think, even in children right now. 7 in 10 deaths are caused by chronic disease. $340 trillion are spent annually on lost wages due to chronic conditions. 86% of our healthcare spending goes toward chronic disease. And U.S. is at the bottom of the list of industrial countries in their actual health. So we spend so much money on healthcare, but where we are with healthy people, bottom of the list. Chronic disease will generate $47 trillion in healthcare costs by 2030. So this is 2022, that's 8 years from now. So anyway, this is the time, you guys. We need people taking this out into the world. We need people teaching people this system. It works. Excuse me, I've been talking too long. It works. But that's the thing. You know, that's what's so great about this. You don't have to come up with your own system or you don't have to try this. This works. We've seen it work over and over again. So I'm going to quit talking now because I've lost my voice. But anyway, I hope this helps. I just wanted to give you examples of, you know, people we've worked with. But we have worked with thousands of people for years and years and years using the symptom or the system. It really works. So I guess that's all for this podcast. Over and out. All right. Have a good night. Bye.